Okay, so turn in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 今日我哋就系接住上个星期啱开始睇哥林多前书，所以我哋继续喺即系呢个嘅研究喺第一章。So last week we started the introduction to 1 Corinthians, so we're going to continue now with chapter 1. 今日我哋嘅主题叫真正属灵的人。The title of the message this morning is True Spiritual People. 咁你想唔想做一个真正嘅属灵嘅人呢？ Do you want to be a true spiritual person? 今日我哋系哥林多前书想认识乜嘢叫属灵。So as we look in 1 Corinthians, we want to see what does it mean to be spiritual. 即系好多人就会追求属灵人系点样，有咩特征啊，有咩样。So lots of people will be looking, okay, what does it mean to be spiritual? What are the characteristics? What do spiritual people do? 即系教会一直以嚟都系想了解呢个问题。And so the church is always looking for the answer to this question.中国有一个伟大的牧师叫倪托声，写过一个书很好的《属灵的人》。And a famous pastor from China, Watchman Nee, wrote a big heavy book on this called Spiritual Man, or Spiritual Person, maybe for genetic reasons.
这本书有上中下的三册，很复杂。
And there's, you know, volume 1, 2, and 3, it's a very thick book and very complicated.
今天呢我就想没那么复杂了解属灵人是怎样。
So we don't want to be so complicated today and see what it means to be a spiritual person.
但有人会有个观点，做个属灵人的意思就是要每天祈祷五个钟头。
Some people have this concept, you know, to be spiritual, I've got to pray every day for 5 hours.
另外有些人觉得可能属灵人的意思就是有满有属灵的恩赐和能力。
And maybe other people think that be spiritual means that you have all these spiritual gifts and authority and power.
有些人觉得属灵的人呢就已经不会犯罪的，或者是很少犯罪，因为我已经属灵的。
And maybe other people think that to be spiritual means that I don't sin anymore. I'm almost perfect. I very seldom sin because I'm so spiritual.
咁啊，有好多唔同嘅观点，咩叫属灵人嘅？系咪等于我哋嘅私欲、我哋嘅弱点就已经克服咗，我哋系强大嘅
？And so all these different concepts, what does it mean to be spiritual? Does it mean I don't have trouble with the flesh and I don't have weakness anymore?
哥林多前书话我哋听属灵系乜嘢嘅
，and First Corinthians is going to share with us what it means to be spiritual。
咁我可以话你听，以上头先讲嘅观点全部错嘅
，and I can say for right now from the beginning, all these concepts that I just shared, they're all wrong。
当我哋研究呢本书嘅时候，我哋会发现到属灵人唔系咁嘅
，and as we study this book, we'll discover that none of these are what it means to be a spiritual person。
因为当我们看哥林多前书的时候，我们知道呢保罗写这本书的原因就是因为哥林多教会很多问题。
Because as we go through the book, we're going to discover that Paul wrote this book because the Corinthian church had so many problems.
他是写这本书要解答清理他这么多的问题。
And he wrote the book to answer and to solve all of their problems.
他是一个接一个一个问题，由第一章一路到十六章。
And he's answering problem after problem from chapter 1 to chapter 16.
So 这个一个哥林多教会，一个很属灵的教会，但是很有问题的教会。
And so the Corinthian church was a spiritual church, but they had lots of problems.
它不是一个完美的地方，它还有很多地方要变。
They were not a perfect church, they had a lot of places to change.
所以如果你想找完美的教会，你找不到的。你一去到个完美教会，因为你去到它变成不完美的。
And if you're looking for the perfect church, you know, you'll never find it. And if you find it, as soon as you get there, you'll find it's not perfect.
因为我们过都不完美，我一去到个完美教会，我破坏了它的完美。
And because, you know, I'm not perfect, and as soon as I go to the perfect church, I ruin it because I'm not perfect, and I'm not in this perfect church.
所以我们看第一节，哥林多前书第一章第一节至到第九节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 1 to 9, 1 Corinthians. 神旨意蒙召作耶稣基督使徒的保罗同兄弟所提尼
Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sophinas our brother
写信给在哥林多神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召作圣徒的以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人基督是我们的主也是我们的主也是是他们的主也是我们的主
To the church of God which is at Corinth to those who are sanctified in Christ called to be saints with who in every place called on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord both theirs and ours
愿因为平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ
我想为你们感谢我的神因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠
I thank God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Jesus Christ
又因你们在他里面凡事富足口才知识都全备
that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge
正如我为基督作见证在你们心里得以坚固
even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的等候我们的主耶稣基督显现
so that you come short in no gift eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ
他也必坚固你们到底叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指责
Who will also confirm you to Christ
他也必坚固你们到底叫你们在基督耶稣的日子无可责备
Who will also conform you to the end that you will be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ
神是信实的你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子一样，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful by whom you are called into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's how I prayed. Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋喺度睇呢个话语，求主呢，透过呢个哥林多前书第一章去。俾我哋明白属灵人系点样，我哋相信你跟从你，我哋想做你合用嘅属灵人，求主使用，开窍我哋嘅心，奉耶稣名求，阿门。呢个我哋睇得到保罗咧就系讲紧呢个教会系点样嘅教会。
And so we see Paul here is talking and telling us what kind of a church this church is.
这个教会呢就你留意到我们刚读的经文呢它是很有恩赐的教会。
This is a church with lots of gifts, a very gifted church.
它有属灵的经历。
And they have spiritual, they've got many experiences.
留意保罗说我们听是第二他是赞他们的。
And notice that Paul is praising them.
第二节呢就说是基督里面成圣。
In verse 2 he says they're sanctified in Christ Jesus.
是蒙召作圣徒。
And they're called to be saints.
第四节说是赐给他们恩惠。
And in verse 4 it says, the grace of God which is given to you.
第七节说恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
And in verse 7 it says, you come short in no gift.
所以他们是很有很厉害的一间教会。
And so they're a very amazing church.
满有恩赐的教会。
They've got many gifts and talents.
有神同在的教会。
Their church that has God with them.
保罗说在耶稣里面是成圣的
And Paul says they're sanctified
我们要明白什么叫成圣 We need to understand what does it mean to be sanctified.
有些人覺得成聖等於是達到一個很高高的層次的一個境界一個屬靈的經歷的就是可以達到的
And some people think being sanctified is something high to attain to, a goal that we're reaching after. You get to a higher level.
可能覺得因為我祈禱這麼多，因為我脫離罪惡的念頭的，我就不再犯罪，我就是成聖的。
And maybe you think because I pray so much and I get rid of the temptations out of my life and I stop sinning, then I become sanctified.
是不是成聖是一個很高的標準，我們要努力去生活，去追求的？
And is being sanctified a high goal that we're supposed to strive after?
這個就是錯誤的觀點。
This is a false concept of sanctification.
在耶穌裡面成聖是什麼意思？
What does it mean to be sanctified in Christ?
Oh, sorry. Kept me though. Was any?
Sing sing. 不等于不犯罪. Being sanctified doesn't mean that you don't sin.
不等于你已经是经过修炼，你已经达到一个好高的层次.
It doesn't mean that through diligence and hard work that you've obtained to a high level.
圣圣是什么？ 是很简单.
What does it mean to be sanctified? It's very simple.
你接受耶稣基督的做你个人教主，你是信耶稣，你是得你的罪得赦免，你就是成圣。
If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have asked Jesus into your heart and He cleanses you from your sins, then you are sanctified.
因为成圣的意思就是你的罪得赦免,
because to be sanctified means that your sins are forgiven.
所以你一相信耶稣，请耶稣入你心里边，你就是成圣，成为圣洁.
So as soon as you become a Christian, you ask Jesus into your heart, then you are sanctified, because Jesus washed your sins away.
成为圣洁就是分别为圣,
and so to be sanctified, to be holy, means that you're set apart for God.
那个不是靠耶稣努力得到的一个结果.
That's not something that we're working hard to strive to attain to.
也都不是我们可以靠自己的能力达到.
It's nothing that we can obtain on our own ability.
只是我们是接受，因为我们相信耶稣。
All we can do is receive it because we accept Jesus Christ.
所以我们信耶稣，耶稣洗干净我们的罪，我们就是圣洁了。
And so as we believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus comes into our hearts, cleanses our sins, we are sanctified, we are holy.
所以你们可以跟隔壁左右说，你是圣洁的，你是成圣的。
You can say to the person next to you, you're holy, you're sanctified.
因为你已经是,不是达到的。
Because it's not something that you're trying to strive to.
如果你是成圣的，你就是属灵的人。
Now if you are sanctified, then you are a spiritual person.
因为你是信耶稣，你是真正的属灵人。
Because if you believe in Jesus, you are a truly spiritual person.
我想你看约翰福音17章16节到19节。
Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 17, verse 16 to 19.
约翰福音17章16节到19节。他们不属世界，正如我们不属世界一样。
They are not of this world, just as I am not of this world.
靠你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差你到世上。
As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. 所以耶稣话我哋点样成圣 ？So Jesus said, how are we sanctified? 系神嘅真理。It's by the truth. 你睇哥林多前书第六章十一节 ，turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11。哥林多前书第六章十一节，你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并藉着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、清义了。And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. 所以是耶稣洗到你成圣，耶稣将你的罪洗干净。So it's Jesus that sanctified you, he washed you, he cleansed you. 希伯来书第十章第十节讲得最清楚。And in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10 it says it very clear. 希伯来书第十章第十节，我们凭这旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。But by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. 所以你一信耶稣，你有耶稣入到你的心，你就是圣洁。And so as you believe in Jesus, Jesus comes into your heart, you are sanctified. 你是分别为圣，你是称为义的。So you are set apart holy for the Master's use, and you are called holy. 神的灵充满你，洗干净你的心。And God's Spirit is in you, and He cleanses you. 即是我们每一个人应该信耶稣的时候是圣洁，是吗？ And so all of us that we believe in Jesus, we should be holy, right? 即是你称为义不等于你不再犯罪。And so being sanctified doesn't mean that you're not going to sin again. 但是个意思就是耶稣宽恕你的罪。But what it means is that God has forgiven your sins. 保罗都说他是蒙召作圣徒。And Paul even says that they were called to be saints.因为他在耶稣里面他是圣洁，所以他是成为圣人。 And because they are in Christ, they're sanctified, therefore they're a saint. 所以你可以跟隔壁左右说，你信耶稣你是圣人。 And so you can say to the person next to you, if you're a Christian, you're a saint. 你知不知自己是圣人呢？ Do you know that you are a saint? 这个基督教和天主教有个分别的。This is the difference between Christians and Catholics. 我们基督徒，我们是信耶稣，耶稣洗干净我们的心，我们就是圣人。As Christians, the Bible says that you believe in Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, you are a saint. 天主教可能觉得圣人就是那些做很多很多很伟大的事情，就要奉他为圣人，就要看到他 是怎样。 Maybe the Catholic Church thinks that those that become saints because of the great things that they did, you know, and then they can be honorated as a saint. 但是圣经里面，你信耶稣，你就是圣人。 But according to the Bible, if you're a Christian, you are a saint. 因为你的罪被赦免， because your sins have been forgiven.这个不是一个你可以达到的标准，这个是耶稣给你的礼物。 That's not something that you can attain to through your works. That's a gift that God has given you. 所以我们要明白清楚，哥林多教会它是圣洁，它是称为圣人。 So here we see the Corinthian church, they're sanctified, they're called saints. 但是我们知道保罗写这封信给他，因为他很多问题。But we know that Paul's writing this letter to them because they have a lot of money. No, because they have a lot of problems. 他有很多问题，但他是圣人。So they have all these problems, and yet they're holy. They're saints. 是不是很矛盾的？ Doesn't that seem like a little contradictory? 即是可能在我们生命里面都觉得是这样的。And maybe in our life we feel the same. 我们是耶稣称我们是圣人，我们是圣洁。但我还有我软弱，我还有我瑕疵，我还有罪的。 And so the Bible calls me a saint, I'm holy, I'm sanctified, and yet I still know I've got problems, I've got temptations, I've got, I have sins. 是吗？欢迎你加入耶稣的家庭，就是这样。Welcome you to the family, God, that's the way it is. 我哋即系圣洁唔等于唔会有软弱，圣洁唔等于唔会犯罪。
So being sanctified doesn't mean that your weaknesses are gone, and it doesn't mean that you will not commit sins.
称为圣人不等于问题消失。
And so to be called a saint doesn't mean that your problems disappear.
只是证明你是相信耶稣，耶稣宽恕你的罪。
What it means, it shows that you are a Christian, that Jesus has forgiven your sins.
所以我们第一就属，即系圣经话得两种人喺世界上。
The Bible says there are only two types of people in this world.
第一就系属血气嘅。
The first are fleshly people.
属血气嘅犯罪嘅，属于罪恶嘅。
And the first people, they're sinners. They're committing sin.
第二种人系咩人
？What is the second type of person?
系属灵嘅。
The second type of person is a spiritual person.
他的罪得赦免，他是圣洁的，称为圣人。
And the second type of person is a spiritual person. Their sins are forgiven, they're sanctified, and they're called saints.
所以你一是罪人，一是圣人。
And so either you're a sinner or you're a saint.
一是属血气，一是属灵。
Either you're of the flesh or you're spiritual.
是得两种人，但是属灵人呢就是分两种。
But of spiritual people, there are two types of spiritual people.
保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们有两种的属灵人。
And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians there are two types of spiritual people.
第一种呢是称为属肉体。
And the first type he calls carnal.
第二种是属灵的。
And the second is spiritual.
那个属肉体就是不正常的，是怪的。
And the carnal Christian is abnormal. It's not the way that you should be.
属灵的就是正常，是应该的。
And so we should be the spiritual kind of Christian.
所以今天你是哪一种？你是属血气的，
还是属灵的？ So what are you today? Are you a spiritual person or a worldly person, a fleshly person?
我们看第四节，
Look at verse 4.
在第四节呢，保罗说有恩惠。
And in verse 4 he says that there's grace, right?
英文写什么？英文写 yeah, grace.
Okay, so,
你睇到呢个恩惠呢，即系唔好有个错误嘅谂法，话即系神赐恩惠俾佢哋系因为佢好有资格嘅。
Don't have a misconception that God has given them this grace because they have worthy to obtain it.
佢唔系因为神特别系睇到佢嘅能力咧，所以神系奖佢呢个恩典。
It's not because God saw that they had all this special ability, and so God is awarding them with this special grace.
神是赐恩惠，因为神爱我们的。
God gives us grace because God loves us.
我们看得到在圣经里面这几节经文呢，第三节第四节呢有恩惠出现。
If you look here in these verses, verse 3 and verse 4, it says grace.
恩惠、恩赐、礼物和恩典在圣经里面原文全部是一个字。
In the Chinese, there are four words used for grace. Sorry, in English it's grace, so I don't have to say it. But you could say grace and gifts and grace. In Chinese, they're using four different words.
恩惠、恩典、恩赐、礼物都是希腊文的。Charis.
All of these words that are used in Chinese for grace are charis in the Greek.
Charis, 就是一个是神用爱赐给你的礼物。
And so charis means that it's because it's a gift of kindness given freely.
So 这个是神的恩典，因为他
爱你，佢系免费，因为系佢慈祥嘅，佢系免费送俾佢所爱嘅人。
And that's because God is a kind God. He's a loving God. He gives us grace and gifts because He loves us.
嗱，如果你去到第七节咧，佢呢个希列文系变咗系叫 charisma。
If you look in verse 7, it's called charisma when it says gifts. In English, I think it says gifts. The Greek is charisma.
So, in the 7th verse, God has given us the grace. That grace is charisma. It's charis.
And so charisma is taken from charis. So it's a gift. It's a grace. It's given to you. It's a gift.
咁如果你睇到十二章，哥林多前书十二章系讲哥林多教会好多嘅 charisma， 好多嘅恩赐。
If you turn to chapter 12, you'll see that this church in Corinth, they have many charisma gifts. They have many gifts given by God.
所以我哋要睇得到呢啲嘅恩赐、恩惠、恩典、礼物，全部是神赐给他所爱的人。
So if you look at the gifts and the grace, it's given freely by God to those that He loves.
不是因为我们是值得，因为我们是达到一个层次，不是因为我们追求是有可以奖我们的。
And so it's not because we're worthy, it's not because we've attained to a special spiritual level, and it's not because God is giving it to us like an award for what we've done.
全部都是神免费的礼物。
It's all a free gift given by God.
你知道我经常讲恩典是什么？
You know when we always talk about grace, what is grace?
是神免费的，你不配的得到的礼物。
And when we say grace, it's a gift given by God. You're unworthy of it. You don't deserve it. But God gives it to you anyway.
所以我们不配，我们不应该得到，但神是免费给我们，因为神爱我们。
So we don't deserve it, we're not worthy of it, but God gives it to us.
因为恩典、恩赐、礼物都是。
And so the gifts and the grace, it's the same word, it's the same. You don't deserve it, but God gives it to it.
所以我们有些错误的观点，以为我是达到某个属灵的程度，神就将一些属灵的恩赐赐给我。
And so we have this concept, we think, I get to the spiritual level, and then because I'm at the spiritual level, God's going to give me spiritual gifts.
这个是错的，神是给属灵恩赐你，因为神爱你的。
That's wrong. God gives you spiritual gifts because He loves you.
你有某个属灵恩赐同你达到的层次无关。
If you have certain spiritual gifts, it has nothing to do with your spiritual level.
不是说因为我努力，我修炼，我祈祷，我追求，神就给我。
And it's not because you're working hard, diligent, you're praying and seeking, and God gives it to you.
是免费的礼物，你不配。
It's a free gift, you're not worthy of it.
我们继续看哥林多教会是满有恩赐，属灵恩赐的教会。
As you continue on in this book, you see the Corinthian church, they had many spiritual gifts.
但保罗是写信给他，他很多问题，一个一个一个一个这样。
But Paul's writing to them because they have all these problems.
即使说他属灵恩赐 有礼物的，但是很有问题，很属肉体，很多软弱。
And so they've got these spiritual gifts, and yet they've got all these problems. They're the flesh, they're weak.
他不成熟, they're immature. 甚至保罗称他做属肉体的基督徒。
And Paul even calls them carnal Christians.
但这个属肉体的软弱的基督徒满有属灵恩赐的。
And so here's this carnal Christian church that has all these spiritual gifts.
即使说他属灵恩赐没帮他成长，没帮他克服他的罪恶。
And so all their spiritual gifts didn't help them overcome their spiritual problems.
保罗说他恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
And Paul said, you come short in no gift. 그러니까 属灵恩赐很多 and so they have all these spiritual gifts. 有很多属灵的经历 and they have all the spiritual experience. 所以我们要小心 So we need to be careful. 不要以为不要当有属灵能力就是属灵的 So don't get the concept and think that having spiritual gifts means you're spiritual. 不等于的我初信主的时候是一个很灵恩的教会信主长大 When I first became a Christian I was in a very Pentecostal church I got saved, I grew up in a Pentecostal church 是追求属灵的经历追求属灵的能力追求属灵的恩赐 And we were seeking after the gifts seeking after the experience seeking after the power 但我开始发现到留意到很多满有属灵恩赐的人生命呢是很熟悉 But I started observing all these people that had all these great spiritual gifts were very carnal 各位都发现到有很多很属灵的人很爱主很追求主是没有属灵恩赐的 And I saw many people that were very spiritual in their walk and loved the Lord and really seeking after God and yet they didn't have spiritual gifts 各位 有些人说、啊、有属灵恩赐就是属灵了没属灵恩赐就不属灵了 And some people think well spiritual gifts means spiritual no spiritual gifts means not spiritual 但好似不好多事不是的 But so often it's not that way 各很多教会都是不一样的、And the same is true for the Corinthian church 所以我们不可以凭属灵恩赐决定一个人成熟的程度或者爱主的程度 So we cannot judge somebody's spiritual level according to the spiritual gifts that they have or don't have 明白我意思 Do you understand what I'm saying? 有两个极端我们要小心 There are two extremes we need to be careful of 第一个极端就是说以为属灵恩赐等于是优越的 And the first extreme that we have to be careful of is a false concept that somebody with spiritual gifts makes them above, better than others. 这个就是一个错误的有很多灵恩教会的有这个错误的观点说因为我们有属灵恩赐我们比你们好的 And so many charismatic churches have that false concept that because we have the gifts, we're better, we're above. 这个是一个要小心的观点第一个要极端要小心 The second attitude we have to be very careful of 以为属灵恩赐是能够解决生命的问题 is that we think that having spiritual gifts will solve my personal sinful nature problems 很多时有属灵恩赐不等于我的肉体的私欲会自然解决的不等于的 And so often we see that having spiritual gifts or charismania doesn't mean that my personal life my struggle against sin is just going to disappear 所以有恩赐不等于我优越也都不等于我会特别解决我属灵的问题 And so having spiritual gifts will not make me greater or better and it will also not help me solve my personal walk with Christ很多教会给我们看这个很清楚的 And that's what the Corinthian church tells us so clearly 它是成长的秘诀不是单靠属灵恩赐 That the path to maturity is not just seeking after spiritual gifts 有属灵恩赐的追求未必是有成熟的基督徒 And seeking after spiritual gifts may not necessarily make you a mature Christian有恩赐的都要继续成长 If you have spiritual gifts you need to continue to grow 你有属灵的恩赐你要继续是查经祷告亲近神 And if you have spiritual gifts you need to continue to study the word prayer and seek after God 恩赐是神免费给你的礼物 Gifts are a free gift from God 神是免费给他不是奖你因为你做得好 There are free gifts given by God. They're not an award given because of something that you've attained to. And as we receive God's free gifts, we need to continue to grow in Christ. Verse 9 tells us, and it's very good, 神是信實的, 你们愿是被他所召,好与他儿子,我们的主耶稣基督一同得分. God is faithful, by whom we are called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 他意思就是说, 你做得好,你做得不好, 你可能不信实,你可能失信。 What Paul is saying is, maybe you've done good, maybe you haven't done good, maybe you failed. 但是神是信实。 But God is faithful. 神给礼物你, 神是赐恩赐给你, 神是使你成圣, 是神做的, 神是信实的。 God gives you the gifts. God gives you the grace. God sanctified you. God calls you a saint. It's God's work. He is faithful. 我们可能失信, 神是信实的。 We might fail, but God is faithful. 所以我们仰望神, 我们不用担心, 神一定会是保守, 知道耶稣回来, 我们和耶稣有份。 And so, we don't have to worry because as we continue in Christ, God will take care of us until Jesus Christ, we have a part in the fellowship of Christ. 这个是很有恩惠, 很有安慰, 是吗? This has great comfort to me. Now, 如果你继续, 我们继续在第十节看下去, 保罗开始告诉我们, 哥林多教会面对的问题。 As we go on to verse 10, we're going to see as Paul starts to tell us some of the problems that the Corinthian church had. 所以我们要明白这些问题, 真的不简单的。 And we need to understand these are not simple problems. 他有什么问题? What kind of problems did they have? 他有权力的问题, they had authority problems, 意见分歧, 不合一的, 搞小圈子, they had difference of opinion, they were not in unity, they were having cliques and little cliques. 他拉其他的基督徒去法院去控告他, they were taking brothers in Christ to the court and suing them in court. 他有属体的, 他不成熟, they were of the flesh, they weren't mature. 他有批评, 论断别人, they were criticizing and judging each other. 他有一些教会行政的问题, they had church government problems. 他有骄傲的, 以为自己比别人聪明, and they had pride issues, they thought that they were wiser than others. 他有道德的问题, they had morality problems. 他有明显的罪, 他觉得是无所谓, and they had obvious blatant sin in their midst and they thought it was okay. 他有情绪的, 搞聚会的时候的情绪的问题, and they had problems in their order of service. 他有婚姻问题, they had marriage problems. 他对神学有问题, their theology was messed up. 他对属灵恩赐有问题, and they had problems in their concept of spiritual gifts. 他甚至对耶稣基督的复活有错误想法, and even to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they even had a confused on that issue. 整本书由头到尾是很多问题, they had all these problems from the beginning to the end in this whole book. 但是他是圣洁,他是有属灵恩赐, but they were holy and they had spiritual gifts. 我们看第十节至到十三节, look at verse 10 to verse 13. 你自己判断他有没有问题, and you judge for yourself if they had problems. 弟兄们, 我藉我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们, 都说一样的话, 你们中间也不可分党, 只要一心一意彼此相合。 Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 因为隔来时隔来的人曾对我提起弟兄们来, 说你们中间有纷争。 For it has been declared to me concerning you by my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. 我的意思就是你们各人说，我属保罗的，我属波罗的，我属基法的，我是属基督的。
Now I say this, that each of you says, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Christ.
基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗？
Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
我们看到这个教会有没有问题？
You see, did this church have problems?
搞小圈子，结党。
They were in the little cliques, divided.
他有属灵人的风范吗？
Is that what you think of when you think of a spiritual people?
好矛盾，是吗？
It seems very paradoxical.
好奇怪这个情况，他应该属灵。但反而佢属世。
They should be spiritual, but in a way they're very worldly.
佢有纷争，有结党。
They had strife and contention among them. They were in little cliques.
好似咧，人哋话我属彼得牧师，我属欧芬，我属尤海。
Somebody says I'm of Pastor Pete. I'm of Kyle.I'm of Alfun, whoever that guy is. He's up on stage every week. I'm from Stephen Lamb. Yeah, I follow him.
即其实，即问边个系带你信主，问边个栽培你，问边个系帮助你面对困难嘅时候，由头到尾都系耶稣做工嘅。
No matter who brought you to Jesus Christ, no matter who discipled you, no matter who helped you in your time of need, it's all God using these different people. It's Jesus who's helping you.
我们应该看耶稣，不是看人。
We should be looking to Jesus, not looking to people.
保罗带福音去哥林多教会。上个星期睇到佢喺度一年半系教到佢嘅。
Paul took the gospel to the church of Corinth. He was there for a year and a half teaching them.
保罗离开咗去到以弗所。
After he left, he went to Ephesus.
佢喺嗰度遇见呢个亚波罗。
And there he met Apollos.
咁啊，佢嘅同伴亚该拉，佢哋夫妇咧就带亚波罗信耶稣。
And Priscilla and Aquila, they brought Apollos to Christ.
亚波罗咧就好有口才，好有能力，佢讲到好劲嘅。
And Apollos, he was a great teacher. He was a man of wisdom. He was an oratory skill.
所以亚波罗过咗一段时间去哥林多，就开始牧养教会。
And so after a time, Apollos went back to the church of Corinth and he started teaching.
嗱，亚波罗咧就讲嘢好劲嘅，好有口修辞率啊，好有即系口才啊。
And so he was a great orator. He had all this great oratory skill.
咁有第一班人系跟保罗，但系亚波罗嚟之后，哇，嗰班人被亚波罗鼓励啊，建立啊，有新人信啊，跟亚波罗。
And so Paul brought the first group to Christ, and then Apollos is their teaching, and all these other people coming to Christ, and they're following Apollos. You know,
跟住两班人，哇，我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属保罗，我属亚波罗。And then I'm a Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm a Paul of Apollos.第三班人话：，嘿，你哋全部都傻，我属彼得嘅。
And then the third group said, all of you are crazy. I'm of Peter.
因为彼得两个名，西法、基法同埋彼得。
Because Peter had two names, you know, Cephas and Peter.
彼得劲啲嘛，佢系耶稣个门徒嘛。
Peter's better because he's an apostle, he's a disciple of Jesus.
跟住第四班人话：，嘿，全部都傻，我属耶稣。
And another group said, all of you are crazy, I'm of Jesus.
保罗说，你们全部都是不要理这么多东西，不要分党。我们全部都是信耶稣。
And Paul's saying, stop dividing the church, we're all of Jesus Christ.
谁为我们钉十字架？
Who died on the cross for us?
谁为我们赎罪？
Who forgave our sins?
所以十四节到十七节，你睇保罗点讲。
Look what Paul says in 14 to 17.
感謝神除了基尼斯布並該猶以外，我沒有給你們一個人施洗。I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, 免得有人說你們是奉我的名受洗。 Lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name, 我也給斯提反家施過洗。此外給別人施洗沒有，我卻記不清。 Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. 基督差遣我原不是為施洗，乃是為傳福音，並不用智慧的言語，免得基督的十字架落了空。 For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. 保罗讲一个好紧要嘅说话。 This is a very important thing that Paul's saying. 佢话感谢主，我冇帮你施洗。 Praise God, I didn't baptize any of you.帮人施洗不好的？ Isn't it good to baptize people? 他的意思是你们是归入耶稣的，不是归入我的。 What Paul is saying is you're coming to Christ, you're not coming to me. 他来传福音不是要建立自己的名。 He came to preach the gospel, not to set up his own name.我来澳门的时候都不是要建立神光福音堂，是在澳门建立很多间分堂，或者去大陆建立每个省都有个神光福音堂。 I came to Macau not to set up a Horizon Christian Fellowship all over Macau and then send one in every city in China. 这个不是我的盼望。 I don't have that desire. 我是各个他教会背景，我是很欣赏很认同各个他，但我不是来这里 要推广各个他的活动。I'm from Calvary Chapel, my background, and I really am in agreement with everything, but I'm not here to set up Calvary Chapel in China. I came to preach Jesus Christ. 是信耶稣是重要的，不是什么党派什么宗派。 It's not what church you're from or what denomination. 我们将耶稣的身体分割，有浸信会，有圣公会，有传道卫理会，有宣道堂，有宣道会。 We just, you know, divide the church so much. We got the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, you know, we got Assembly of God. We got all these different names. 但如果全部都是信耶稣，是不是我们的兄弟？ But if they believe in Jesus, are they our brothers in Christ? 耶稣的身体没分彼此，信耶稣就是。The body of Christ should not be divided. We are all one in Christ. 保罗叫我们不要搞分党，不要搞小圈子。So Paul is telling us not to get into these little cliques and all that.哥林多教会是没有属灵恩赐的教会，但是他纷争结党有问题。 The church of Corinth had many spiritual gifts, but they were divided, they had strife. 似乎很矛盾，但反映到一个重要的真理。 And it seems very paradoxical, but it's reflecting a very real spiritual truth. 有恩赐不等于成熟，没有某些恩赐不等于不成熟。 That having spiritual gifts doesn't mean you're spiritually mature, and not having certain spiritual gifts does not mean you are not spiritually mature. 我们人会接受一个错误的教导，认为得属灵恩赐是成长的快捷方法。Some people have this false concept that getting spiritual gifts is a shortcut to spiritual maturity. 对不起，在基督徒生活里面没快捷，没捷径给你可以成长。 In your Christian life, I'm sorry to say, there is no shortcut to spiritual maturity. 我们成长在主里面都是要每一日背起十字架，每一日跟随神，每一日睇圣经，每一日祈祷，将我哋嘅私欲放低，体贴圣灵。 every day as Christians, we need to pray, we need to study the Word, we need to pick up our cross and follow Jesus, and we need to yield to the Holy Spirit in our lives to overcome our weaknesses.
那么多教会是一个证明, 就我们没有一个捷径, 我们天天要跟着耶稣。
And the Corinthian church is a testimony to that fact that there is no shortcut. We need to daily pick up our cross and follow Christ.
另一个可以印证这个事实就是教育圣经的参孙。
Something else that can clarify what I'm saying is Samson from the Old Testament.
参孙是一个很有恩赐的人。
Samson had many spiritual gifts.
参孙出世之前已经是分别为圣，要被神使用。
And before Samson was born, he was called and anointed and set apart for God.
参孙长大要做神的工作。
And when Samson grew up, he was going to do God's work.
他满有能量，被圣灵充满。
And he was full of the Spirit, and he was full of power of the Spirit.
他一人可以打1,000人凶手的，一人打10,000人。
And he could barehandedly attack 1,000 guys or 10,000 guys with his own hands.
他很大力的大力士的。
And he was like Atlas, you know, the big strong guy.
参孙很有神的同在。
Samson had God's Spirit with him.
但参孙, 搞错一样的,
but Samson had made one mistake.
他以为无论他做什么都好, 神的灵会与他同在。
He had the confusion. He thought no matter what he did, God's Spirit would still be with him.
神充满他, 他有力量。 但他自己的个人生命，他是放松、放纵、私欲。
And he had the Spirit of God with him, but in his own personal life, he let go. And he gave in to the temptations of the flesh.
他以为无所谓，神都会与我同在。
And he thought it's okay, God's still going to be with me.
参孙有一个问题，他是女色的问题。
Samson had problem with lust and girls.
参孙是爱着一个妓女，成日去个妓女那里。
And he fell in love with a prostitute, and he kept spending a lot of time with a prostitute.
你想想，很矛盾，一个属灵恩赐的人，不被圣灵充满，成日跟个妓女一起。
Think about the, it doesn't make sense. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, he's being used of God, he's a spiritual man, and he's spending his time with a prostitute.
初初神就容許,
at first God just let it do,
但是漸漸神就離開他,
but then the Holy Spirit left Samson.
最後他的敵人整盲他的眼,
and at the end his enemies captured him, blinded him,
捆綁他,
and then they put him in prison.
過了一段時間參孫悔改,
after a time Samson repented,
聖靈再充滿他,
and the Holy Spirit came back.
但是我们看到参孙的失败，他搞错了，以为属灵恩赐、属灵能力等于属灵。
But we can see where Samson made the mistake. He had spiritual power and filled with the Holy Spirit. He thought that made him spiritual.
哥林多教会是一样。
That's the same problem with the Corinthian church.
有属灵恩赐, 更加要成长。
If you have spiritual gifts, you need to continue to grow in maturity.
恩赐是帮助我们，协助我们成长。
Spiritual gifts help us to grow in Christ.
不是成长的结果，是成长的过程。
Spiritual gifts are not the goal of maturity, they are the assistance to our maturity.
所以我们 不要以为得到恩赐就是达到个高高的境界。
And so don't think that when you get spiritual gifts that you've already obtained to a high level.
是调转，神给你属灵恩赐是要帮助你成长。
It's the opposite. God gives you spiritual gifts to help you so you can mature.
差不多讲完，我想大家睇到《约翰福音》16章13和14节。
We're almost finished, and I want you to look with me at the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13 and 14.
因为耶稣说要派圣灵来做我们的帮助，协助我们成长。
Because Jesus said He's sent the Holy Spirit to come alongside us to be our help that we can mature. 在16章13节, and in verse 13 and 14 of chapter 16 of the book of John,
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将受于我的告诉你们。
He will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine and declare it to you.
你要说我们听好清楚，圣灵要做什么？
This is telling us very clearly what the Holy Spirit is going to do.
圣灵要引导你明白真理。
The Holy Spirit is going to lead you to understand the truth.
圣灵要荣耀耶稣。
The Holy Spirit is going to glorify Jesus Christ.
所以你做一个属灵人，有属灵恩赐。
So if you're a spiritual person, you have spiritual gifts, the Holy Spirit is leading you to understand the truth. And the Holy Spirit is always going to glorify and uplift Jesus Christ.
And
so the Holy Spirit comes alongside to help us so we can grow and mature in the truth. There is no shortcut.
你要继续下功夫跟从神。
You need to continue to spend time seeking the Lord.
所以什么叫属灵人呢?
So what is a spiritual person?
真正的属灵人是已经信耶稣重新得救的基督徒。
A true spiritual person is somebody who is born again, believes in Jesus Christ.
有圣灵引导带领,
He's led by the Holy Spirit.
属灵人是小心思欲和肉体的问题。
A spiritual person is going to be take care of the flesh and the fleshly desires.
属灵人是要继续成长。
A spiritual person is going to continue to mature in Christ.
他不是已经达到目标，他要继续在主里面追求耶稣。
He is not already obtained, but he's going to continue to press on to that mark of Jesus Christ.
真正的属灵人是谁？
Who are the true spiritual people?
真正属灵人是按照耶稣所说就做的。
True spiritual people are those who walk according to what Jesus said.
耶稣说什么？ 大家熟悉马太福音，你不用看，我告诉你。
Jesus said it in Matthew 22, you don't have to turn there, I'll share it with you.
有人问耶稣最好的诫命是什么？
Somebody asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment?
耶稣说很清楚，尽心尽性尽意尽力爱神，第二爱人如己。
Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and the second, love others as yourself.
所以一个真正的属灵人是按照耶稣所说的爱神爱人。
So a true spiritual person is somebody that does what Jesus said, love man, love God, and love others.
或者耶稣在约翰福音第四章同井旁的妇人都解释。
Or maybe what Jesus said when he was in Samaria at the well talking with a lady.
他又问他在哪里敬拜点点点。
And she was talking about where should we worship.
耶稣说真正敬拜就是用心灵诚实敬拜神。
And Jesus said true worship is in spirit and in truth, sincere from the heart.
所以你一个属灵的人是爱神爱人，是用心灵诚实敬拜真神。
And so a true spiritual person loves God, loves others, and worship God truly from his heart, sincerely. 或者另一个嘅简单嘅解释，属灵人系边个？
Maybe another very clear explanation from the Bible of what a spiritual person is.
尼迦书第六章第八节，
Micah chapter 6 verse 8。
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, old man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
一个这样的人就是属灵人。
That is a spiritual person.
爱神爱人。To love God, to love others. 从心里面诚实诚恳地敬拜神。
And to worship God honestly, sincerely from your heart.
跟住呢，存谦卑的心，行公义，好怜悯，与神同行。
And then to do justly, love work, mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
这个就很简单的，属灵人不用这么复杂啊。
This is a simple explanation what it means to be spiritual.
你爱主，你是圣人，有神会给你好多的恩惠，好多的恩赐。
If you love God, you follow God, you're a saint. He's going to give you many gifts and many blessings.
不要以为这些恩赐就是因为你已经达到的，你要继续成长。
And don't think that when you get these gifts and blessings that you've already obtained, you need to continue to grow in maturity.
愿意神给我们每一个人成为一个属灵的人。
And may we all be spiritual people in God's family.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们在哥林多前书第一章看到属灵人，你想我们做属灵人，你不想我们属血气，你不想我们属肉体，你想我们真是按照你心意去行的，真不是那么复杂，爱你爱人，诚恳敬拜你，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，这些是属灵人要做的事。求主帮助我们，主啊，我们都靠你给我们属灵恩赐，因为这些是你给我们的礼物，你的恩典、恩惠、恩赐，我们都愿意接受，不是我们配的，我们是不配的，但是我们感谢主，你爱人愿意分享给我们，但求主望我们得到什么属灵恩赐，求主帮到我们有属灵的心，继续在主里面成长。多谢你听我祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 默祷之后开三会。